This is the Engaged as Fuck Podcast.
Our life is dope and we do dope shit.
Welcome to the show.
This is our podcast song.
The Engaged as Fuck Podcast.
Buckle up, buttercup.
All right, so you just got engaged, huh? That rock on your finger is probably blinding you right now.
Yeah, blinding you to the sheer amount of work that's about to hit.
I bet you're still riding that I said yes. Hi. Screaming it from the rooftops, telling anyone who'll listen.
Third cousin twice removed, they got the news too.
Probably. But here's the thing. You know that Pinterest perfect wedding you've been dreaming of since you were like 5?
The one with the doves and the flowing champagne fountain?
Yeah, that one. It doesn't just magically appear because you've got a shiny ring. Sorry to break it to you.
That's where we come in. Dumpster fire. You bet.
Ah.
But we're going to help you walk through it.
Strap yourselves in. Grab your beverage of choice. Because this deep dive is all about wedding planning survival. No sugarcoating here.
We're talking spreadsheets, meltdowns, and enough stress to make your hair fall out. But we're doing it with a whole lot of sass.
And a zero tolerance for bullshit attitude. That's key.
Yeah.
We're pulling wisdom from the ultimate wedding Bible.
The one that tells it like it is.
Yep. Engaged AF magazines. So you just got engaged. Now what? Your month-by-month guide to planning a wedding without losing your damn mind.
A mouthful, but trust me, it's a lifesaver.
It's for the couple that's over the fluffy crap and wants real, practical advice.
The ones who aren't afraid to ask, WTF are we doing?
Exactly. Our mission today is to break down those crucial early steps, those first few months where it all feels like a beautiful, terrifying whirlwind.
Oh shit, we're really doing this phase.
We're giving you the tools to navigate that chaos without losing your damn minds. You ready to get into it?
Hell yes, let's do this.
Okay, month one. Engaged AF doesn't mess around. First things first, close Pinterest. Seriously. Put your phone down. Step away from the screen.
Right now, it's all about having an honest conversation with your partner. Forget the perfect wedding you think you should have. What do you actually want?
This is about aligning your vision from the get-go before you start spiraling into a Pinterest-induced coma.
And while you're at it, maybe book a massage or something. De-stress a little before things get real.
Definitely good advice.
Yeah.
Because next up comes the not-so-fun part. The money talk.
Ugh, everyone's favorite subject. But avoiding it now, that's just setting yourself up for a financial disaster later.
Engaged AF makes it very clear. Ignoring your budget is like building your dream wedding on a foundation of quicksand.
It's gonna sink. And you'll be left crying into a $12,000 P&E invoice, wondering why you didn't just elope in Vegas.
Okay, so brutal honesty time. Have you ever actually priced out P&Es?
Don't even get me started. Those pretty little bastards are expensive.
Point is, this is the time to figure out your priorities. What are your non-negotiables? What are you willing to compromise on?
Who's contributing what, and what's the absolute maximum you're both comfortable spending?
It's not sexy, but having those difficult conversations up front will save you so much heartache as potential arguments down the road.
No one wants to end up resenting their partner because of a flower budget.
Okay, so you've survived the reality check. You've had the money talk. Now it's time for the fun part.
The fun part.
Month two. Vision boarding and venue hunting. And yes, you're finally allowed back on Pinterest, but with a clear head this time.
Think of it like controlled chaos. You've got your grounding. Now let your freak flag fly a little.
Engaged AF encourages you to start throwing glitter like a caffeinated raccoon, which I have to say is a fantastic visual.
What's your vibe? Moody and romantic? Boho chic? Are we talking whimsical clowncore? No judgment here. Figure out what feels right for you.
And then comes the real challenge. Finding a venue that doesn't require selling a kidney.
Or your firstborn child.
Engaged AF calls finding an available wedding venue the rarest unicorn of all. And honey, they ain't wrong.
Prime venues get booked up ridiculously fast. So if you find one you love and it's actually available.
Book it. That's their advice. Straight up. Don't even think about it. Don't second guess yourself. Just do it.
Hesitation is a venue thief's best friend.
All right. Month three. You've got the vision, you've wrangled your unicorn venue, now you need to assemble your dream team.
The wedding Avengers, as Engaged AF so eloquently puts it.
Love that analogy. We're talking the vendors who will make your vision a reality. The ones who will be there to catch you when you inevitably fall apart.
And there are a few key players you need to lock down ASAP.
Photographer, videographer.
The ones who will capture all the beautiful chaos.
And of course, the wedding planner.
Yeah.
The MVP, in my opinion.
The one who will be holding the whole day together with duct tape and prayer.
Engaged AF stresses one very important thing when it comes to choosing vendors. Look beyond the pretty pictures.
Yeah, those styled shoots can be deceiving.
You need to see how they handle real weddings with real people and all the glorious, messy, unpredictable moments that come with it.
Can they handle a rogue flower girl who decides the aisle is a racetrack?
What happens when Uncle Bob starts beatboxing during the first dance?
You need to know they can roll with the punches. Gracefully.
All right, month four, it's finally time to talk about the clothes.
The part everyone's been waiting for.
Say yes to the damn dress. Or suit. Or whatever makes you feel like the hottest version of yourself.
And don't procrastinate on this one. Ordering that dream outfit can take a while. We're talking like pregnancy length timeline.
Seriously, get your ass into those dressing rooms and start trying things on. Find what makes you feel amazing.
And brace yourself. It's an emotional roller coaster. There will be tears. There will be laughter.
There will be moments where you question every single life choice that led you to that dressing room.
It's all part of the process. Just try to enjoy it and don't forget about your wedding party.
Are your best people going to rock? Do you have a vision for them?
Coordinated outfits, a beautiful explosion of individuality.
Honestly, my dream is to see a wedding party rocking matching hot pink jumpsuits. Just putting that out there.
Now, that would be a sight to behold.
Okay, month five. Time for the really fun stuff.
This doesn't sound fun.
Guest list, save the dates, and a whole lot of potentially relationship testing decisions.
Oh, boy.
Engaged AF recommends having a bottle of tequila handy for this one.
I'm starting to see a theme here.
Because, let's be real, creating a guest list is basically an exercise in figuring out who you actually like.
Yeah, and who you're obligated to invite.
You suddenly realize you know way too many people. And your venue definitely can't hold them all.
It's a delicate dance, for sure.
But once you have that somewhat finalized list, it's time to send out those save the dates. Hopefully you got some bomb-ass engagement photos, because now's the time to show them off.
And get that wedding website up and running. That's your hub for all the important info.
Logistics, registry details.
Yeah.
You know, all this stuff. So people stop texting you with a million questions.
It's a lifesaver, trust me.
Month six. We finally reached the promised land.
The promised land.
Food, booze, and cake.
Oh, you're talking.
Bless this holy month. This is where the planning starts to feel like a celebration. Food tastings. Yes, please.
This is why we do this, right?
Engaged AF covers it all. Plated dinners, buffets, even something as casual as tacos from a food truck.
Whatever floats your boat.
They even suggest just having an open bar and a bunch of drunk people hugging waiters.
That.
Yeah.
That actually sounds kind of amazing.
Right. And then, of course, the bar situation.
Yeah.
Are we going all out? Beer and wine only.
What about a BYOB whiskey fountain?
Engaged AF, you wild. And then dessert. This is the time to let your inner sugar fiend go wild.
Cake, cupcakes, donuts, a whole dessert buffet, whatever your sweet tooth desires.
You deserve it. Month seven. All the pretty shit.
Now we're getting into the serious stuff.
The stuff that'll make your bank account cry.
It's true.
Engaged AF puts it best. Florals, centerpieces, linens, and candles that cost more than your first car. Welcome to Design Month, bitch.
I'm feeling personally attacked.
This is where you book that florist, rent all the gorgeous things.
And probably have a mini panic attack about whether you chose the right shade of blush pink.
It happens to the best of us.
Especially when you're staring at fabric swatches at 3 a.m.
If you're going the DIY route, Engaged AF has one very important piece of advice. Start early.
Yeah.
Like really damn early.
Because no one wants to be sobbing into a glue gun the night before their wedding, frantically trying to tie-dye napkins.
Seriously. Delegate or give yourself way more time than you think you need. Month eight, beauty and bling.
Time to focus on you.
Hair and makeup trials are a must. This is not the time to relive your 2006 prom night disaster.
Find yourself a glam squad that understands your vision. You want to feel like the most badass version of yourself on your wedding day.
This is also the time to finalize those wedding bands. Maybe get them engraved with something cute or funny.
A little detail that holds a lot of meaning.
And don't forget about the honeymoon. Engaged AF reminds you, you've earned a damn vacation.
After all this planning, you deserve some serious relaxation and romance.
Month nine, logistics, baby.
The not so glamorous part.
But incredibly important. Engaged AF says this is where type A girlies thrive and chaotic brides cry.
I'm definitely more of a chaotic bride.
Me too. But regardless of your personality type, you can't skip this step. Creating a detailed timeline with your vendors will save your sanity.
It's all about mapping out the flow of the day. from the moment you wake up to the last dance.
Every little detail matters. This is also the time to send out those formal invitations. Make sure you got the right postage.
Don't forget about writing your vows.
And for the love of God, double check that your officiant is actually legally allowed to marry you.
No one wants a surprise annulment.
Month 10. Confirm all the shit you forgot.
Because you probably forgot something.
It's inevitable.
This month is all about damage control. Double checking with vendors, confirming arrival times.
Finalizing that shot list with your photographer.
And then, of course, there's the seating chart.
May God have mercy on your soul. Engaged AF's words, not mine.
Seriously, the seating chart can be a nightmare.
But it has to be done. Don't forget to pick up some thank you gifts for your wedding party. And start writing those thank you notes.
It's a small gesture that goes a long way.
Month 11. Final touches and pack those bags, baby.
We're in the home stretch.
Final dress fittings, breaking in those shoes so you can actually dance.
Creating a wedding weekend itinerary for your guests so they know what the hell is going on.
Don't forget to pack an emergency kit. Because something will inevitably go wrong.
It's Murphy's Law.
Honeymoon bags packed and ready for that well-deserved escape.
And most importantly,
take a break. Have a real date night with your fiancé. One that doesn't involve wedding planning.
Remember why you're doing all of this in the first place.
Month 12. You made it. Time to get married, baby.
You survived the planning gauntlet.
You navigated the spreadsheets, the meltdowns, the family drama.
Now it's time to celebrate.
Engaged AF has some wise words for this final month. Let go of the little shit. Something will go wrong. That's showbiz, baby.
You can't control everything.
Just focus on enjoying the day. Soak it all in. Because it'll be over before you know it.
Live in the moment.
Celebrate your love.
And have the time of your damn life.
Engaged AF puts it beautifully. You're not just planning a wedding. You're creating an experience.
A big, bold, this is who the fuck we are kind of celebration.
Make it weird. Make it loud. Make it you.
Because this is just the beginning of your next big adventure.
And if you need more guidance on your wedding planning journey, head over to Engaged AF Magazine or check out their partners at Epoch Moment for all sorts of helpful resources.
They got your back.
All right, that's it for this deep dive. But before we go, I want to leave you with a little something to think about.
A little homework assignment.
What's the one non-negotiable element that will make your wedding truly yours? What's going to make it unforgettable? Not just for you, but for everyone who's there to celebrate with you.
Think about it.
We'll catch you badass couples and wedding vendors on the next deep dive.
That was our show.
Our life is dope and we do dope shit.
The Engaged as Fuck Podcast.
The song is over.
Buckle up, buttercup.
Hope you liked it.
Hope you liked
it. The Engaged as Fuck Podcast.